fact that it's in Valley here, the fact that we are a valley and the river goes through the centre of it and goes through the centre of all our towns there, that we have quite a few bridges and they have to be accessed. And these bridges, most of them are very old stone arch bridges, and they're strong enough at the moment, but they're too narrow for pedestrians. So this is the latest one now to be done at Milltown and the Crossroads Village, where work is now starting this week to provide a footbridge there, and it's been a sort of a community kind of council effort. They've come together to source funding, and it's worked out. So, as I say, delighted that work has started this week.
As you've said, there has been a very distinct community element to this, and it's a model of cooperation between people and council. Is that a model that other areas can be following, do you believe?
Yeah, and you can notice there, particularly in the last few years, there's a lot of different funding there for walks and infrastructure within towns and villages. And it seems very much the intention of the government that the communities would be involved in this as well, that they would get to perhaps pick the projects to a certain degree, what they would see as priority. Because I suppose to say the councils would always be looking at sort of main infrastructure, and that this is the way that the communities, maybe in the smaller villages, like under the town and village renewal or the active travel, can come together. And it's a good way to get the communities to work together. You've also community assistance schemes there where roads can be widened in the countryside, or pathways or hedges removed. And I think it is a good initiative. It does take a bit of work, and sometimes you're not successful. You have to keep trying and trying. But I'm involved with a number of groups now, and must say we have been successful for a few years, because we have had sort of footpaths in different places, like the main Belfast and Art Bridge. It took a long time to get that, but eventually it come. We just kept at it. As I say, the Moor Bridge in Killygarden as well, too. That footbridge there for a few years. But, you know, it was pushed from the community. And as I say, this is the latest one. And we'll also have planning permission there for one at Cheshaneel in Val Buffet, and negotiations are ongoing now with the landowners there. And as I say, there's a full design there, and we have some money secured for that, and probably need more, but there's no point in getting all in until all the permissions and everything's in place. And as I say, all over the Fin Valley here, whether it's Conwy, Rafoe, Lifford, anywhere at all, there's quite a few bridges, and they were great in the time, but they were literally built for donkeys and carts, you know, and two carts can hardly pass, never mind getting pedestrians and older people, young people to school in the morning, and quite a few just, and this is even within the village setting. So they're very, very important pieces of infrastructure. It's very important that we retain the original authentic stone arch bridges. We don't want to see them removed at all if possible. But it's great now that they can add on a footbridge to the side of them. And this will be quite a nice piece of infrastructure. It'll look well beside the original stone arch bridge. So it's delighted that it worked. And it's local contractors there, McMenamins, from Balbuffet, that got the job.